happens when governments tighten the rules, but God keeps opening hearts. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. New regulations in India are creating fresh challenges for Christian ministries. And later, discover how one deaf orphan's life changed after encountering scripture in his own sign language. The story's coming up. We'll start in India. From tighter paperwork to tighter pressure, the latest notifications about the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act could make ministry more difficult. India recently updated its FCRA regulations with stricter reporting requirements on nonprofits. It also includes a ban on foreign funds for religious conversion. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says,
this allows the government to take action specifically by canceling their registration for any organization that reports or is reported to have had conversion activities.
Still, Bibles for the World sees God working across India as people are hungry for spiritual truth.
It is just amazing the requests for scriptures that we're receiving from partners in India, whether it be for scriptures for evangelism or scriptures for new believers. This continues to grow day by day. I mean, we're seeing more this year than ever before. And so, in spite of all the attempts of the government to restrict the growth of the body of Christ, we continue to see it grow and can just praise God and give Him the glory.
That growth makes faithful ministry and careful compliance more important than ever. But ID encourages,
we need to pray for the Christian organizations and churches that they be wise as serpents and harmless as doves so that they can continue to do the work that God has entrusted them with.
Next, Ukrainians are still recovering after the wave of Russian attacks on cities across the country last week. At least 48 were killed, many injured, and countless left homeless. The strikes were the deadliest to hit Kyiv this year. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says,
there was a massive number of missiles that came in, and you could see wreckage coming down on buildings, which are igniting fires on the tops of the buildings, and then also the missiles and drones hitting all over Kyiv, people dying, people injured.
In the constant flow of tragic news, it's easy to grow weary and become desensitized, says Mock.
It's just so much to process.
Yet spiritual awareness fuels the intercession that is bringing victories in Ukrainian churches, often unseen with physical eyes.
In the middle of this hopelessness and this normalization of the difficulties around us, the church is now growing and flourishing.
Its foundation doesn't depend on present circumstances or the end of the war, but rather on a relationship with Christ.
It is about their conviction that Jesus will not leave them or forsake them. It is about their conviction that the promises of new life will continue.
Pray for the endurance of Ukraine's believers and for wisdom as they answer people's difficult questions. And imagine growing up and not being able to communicate with the people that you love most, even your parents. That's the reality for most deaf kids. DOOR International's Rob Meyer says,
many, many deaf children, 90% or more, don't get access to any language up until school age. And if there are very few deaf schools in a country, then those children grow up to be adults who never get access to language at all.
Eric never had a chance to enroll in a deaf school in Burundi. Militants invaded his village, killed his parents, and forced him to become a child soldier.
From the age of 12 to 14, he was forced to commit atrocities in the name of this army, or else he would have been killed himself.
Eventually, Eric managed to escape, but
he lived with a sense of guilt that he couldn't even articulate because he didn't have language.
One day, Eric met a deaf leader trained by DOOR, who introduced him to scripture in Burundian Sign Language.
Over the course of weeks and months, this young man began to articulate and understand the idea of sin, guilt, and shame that he had been carrying for years, and also the grace that God was offering.
The story continues at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Keys for Kids is offering free devotionals for kids and teens and a set of Bible highlighters. Each story applies to the truth of God's Word in ways that are understandable for your young person. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.